going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
Oh, Good morning, my friends. How you guys doing? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Hanging out with your main man, DJ Abe. I hope everything is fine. It is 7 o'clock in the studio. And I'll tell you right now, it is March 25th. And folks, I'll tell you right now, we do have a guest here.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, this is my good friend.
René Robichaud.
How you doing, my man?
I'm great.
Yeah, you excited for the show tonight?
Yeah, I am. I kind of first time, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yeah, right now we're just going to go to the introduction of the show, but stay tuned. René Robichaud, DJ Abraham, give me your morning jam. We're in for a treat, folks, so don't go anywhere. We're going to start off. We're going to kick out the show. Good morning, my friends, on CITR 101.9 FM. Hi, folks, it's DJ Abraham bringing you your morning jam. It's a beautiful day. Every Monday from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here and in your ear, bringing you the modern version of a mixtape. Old school, but still cool. So let's start grooving, dancing, and smiling in the morning. Wow, folks, thank you for listening. That right there was my good friend John Federico off his album Conscious Free. But again, we got a really, really good comic in the house. He's hanging out with us this morning. Renee?
It's great to be in Vancouver. I've been here for a few days already, and I went through some rooms already, and I think it's nice.
Yeah, you like so far? Like, what can you tell us the difference between the comedy scenes in Vancouver compared to Toronto?
Well, I would say that there are more rooms to visit in or to perform at in Toronto than in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I would say pretty much the crowds for the amateur comics are mostly the same bunch of comics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, wow, interesting. But even before we start talking about this, can you also tell us, like what are some of your favorite comics growing up as a kid and stuff like that? In fact, how did you, growing up, like what got you into comedy? Like, you know.
Well, actually, I'm from Montreal, so my influence came from French comedians. So.
Oh yeah.
Probably many of them you wouldn't even know. But I grew up, and then when I started to do comedy, I was looking at those guys like Jim Carrey, John Candy. I was like, those guys are great comics. And then
John Candy he's quite that heavy guy, right? That big guy.
He's
really talented. I really like him. You know, really, really like him. Jim Carrey is also great, but I prefer like John Candy. I think that guy was really he played a character on Home Alone. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
Guy was really a great
Uncle Buck and all
yeah
that
yeah
stuff.
That guy was a great
funny man,
very funny, very very funny,
very talented,
extremely talented. I think what drew people to him was probably, I think you can also tell from the way he performed and the way he behaved, he also had like a great love for humanity.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I think that's why you could tell from his smile and the way he went, and it's just his he just has such a warmth appeal to him. So that's really really good and stuff like that.
That's good. That's true.
So pretty much now you're here. You know, you're doing comedy in Vancouver, and you know, you arrived in Vancouver recently. Like you just started out
like,
and stuff.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Around the 15th, I was here.
Oh, 12 and 15.
Around there, yeah.
Oh, yeah? And you've been going around to the circuit and...
Yeah, I've just been to the circuit, trying to see what's going on, and I believe I'm going to stay here for a while. I like the city. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, tell us what makes it so beautiful. Is it because we got the best radio station, CITR 101.9?
That would be the first. That would be my first main reason to...
Yeah.
As soon as I heard about that show and that the radio station, I just said... I'm gonna be there with that guy, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's a beautiful city. There are bits and there are some places in the city are not so nice, but.
But like you know, it's like every city, right?
Every city is like that.
Yeah. So you know, you're giving us a high rating compared to Toronto, right? So a bunch of people is probably gonna start leaving Toronto and trying to join us here in Vancouver because that's the city to be.
That's what it is. I hope I'm gonna influence people to come here. It's a beautiful city. It's very easy to live in.
Yeah. It's very easy. Walkable. I think we did very well on the walkability chart and stuff like that. Walkability test. Like this is a. They find out you could walk. It's one of the you're able to move around very easily, very accessibly.
Very easily, yeah. It's great for that. And commute too is good. The bus system and the SkyTrain.
Never
heard of the SkyTrain before I came here.
Oh, you gotta try it on, man. Get on that, man. When you get on, you feel like you're in the sky, flying around
the airplane.
You know, man, your main man DJ Abraham hitting the airwaves early in the morning, hanging out with my good friend Renee. We got more talk chat we're gonna do with you right now. We're just gonna play another song. This is also from a song from John Federico off his album Conscious Free. This one, my friends. This one, my folks. This one is the self-titled of the album Conscious Free. Here it goes on CITR 101.9 FM. Hanging out with your main man DJ Abraham, who's entertaining you right now this morning, giving you the morning jam.
Conscience free. conscience free. It's a conscience free. It's a conscience free. It's a conscience free. Can you find the still and stay in that place? Or do you want to lash out at the human race? Do you remember how it used to be? You could walk away with your conscience free. With your conscience free. With your conscience free.
John Federico, Conscious Free, the self-title of his album. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, hanging out with your main man, DJ Abraham and Rene the Robichaud.
Rene Robichaud, yeah, that's me, all right.
Yes, yes, my man, yes, yes, yes.
I got so many people having a hard time pronouncing my name.
Yeah.
Because actually my name is not Rene Robichaud.
Yeah, tell us your name so anyone, if they call, they want to say good morning or something like that, they know.
They would have to say that they want to talk to Rene Robichaud.
Yeah, well, Robichaud.
Can you say that? Rene Robichaud.
Teach me a little French, please, my man.
Okay, je m'appelle Abraham Sualim.
Je m'appelle Abraham Sualim.
Et
Je suis
un très bon
Dublin.
Oh no, that's not good. You should say un très bon.
Un très bon
comédien.
Comédien.
Now you're French. You can go and live in Montreal now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think, you know, because I moved from Toronto to Vancouver. I think next place is Montreal.
It should be a beautiful city, too.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, yeah. So tell us about that city and stuff. I remember the last time I was there was when I was 11 years old.
Wow.
Actually, was there. And I'll tell you a story and how I actually got to Toronto. We went there. I think my mother, we were doing something there. So we drove there. We moved there for a while. And She wanted to eat McDonald's, right? So the lady, she went there and they said everyone was speaking French, right? Yeah. I think the person who was there, they didn't have anyone on at that shift schedule who could speak English. They're speaking French. My mother didn't know how to speak French, so she said, okay, you know what? Hey, man, let's get back to the car. And we still had our stuff in the car, right?
Yeah.
All our stuff, right? So we went into the car and then she said, oh, I'm going to drive to another McDonald's. We drove right to Toronto.
Wow. Wow. You guys must have been hungry when you got there.
Yeah, yeah. First day she pulled up into in the McDonald's, man, got me a Happy Meal.
Is that where you got that joke from, McDonald's?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 for sure. So I was thinking about that.
Yeah, but Montreal is a very nice city too.
It's very cold in the wintertime. I know
it's cold.
That.
Yeah, you need if you have a car, you need to buy a shovel right away.
No shovel. There's not that much shovel here. But you say you was here on the 12th, so I don't know.
I'm on the 12th. No, actually, I left the 12th, so I was here on the 15th, 16th. Actually.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if you were surprised a little bit when it started snowing a little bit in Vancouver. It snowed a little bit.
Yeah, I saw a bit of snow.
Hell yeah, yeah.
But the first thing you got to associate Vancouver with is Canada, and Canada is a snow country.
Yeah.
So I wasn't so shocked. I was expecting. I am a little bit disappointed because I was expecting more rainy days.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It comes, but the season of that time has kind of almost have gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's the winter time that it rains like you would not believe almost every day.
Wow.
Yeah, almost every day. But because it's right now like springtime, right? So therefore, it's like it'll be like this till probably September. Although it periodically kind of changes, it really stays like really like how it is right now for like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, okay.
And starting from, I don't know, you could say June, July, and August, and then September. And then after going into October, it goes right back into rain until next year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's how it is. And it just rain. It hardly ever snow.
Oh, wow, that's good, though.
Yeah, yeah, hardly ever snow, so people could get rid of that shovel.
No more shovel. I didn't brought mine. I left from Toronto, actually. I didn't leave from Montreal. I was in Montreal, then in Toronto for a few years, and then I came here, so I haven't been traveling so much. Toronto, it doesn't have much snow either.
Oh, wow.
There's snow, but not so much.
Oh, yeah? Oh, when you left there?
Actually, last year, there was no snow at all. Not the past one. The year before, there was about 1 week we had snow in Toronto. And then no snow.
Was it the year I left or the year after?
Right after. The year after you left? Yeah.
There was practically no snow.
Yeah, no, you left in September, I think, right?
Yeah, I left in September.
Well, then that year, no snow.
Oh, wow.
Probably snowed and then stayed for 1 week. That was impressive.
But it was still cold.
It was cold. Always minus 10, minus 5. And but now, the past winter that we just had, there was more snow, actually.
Oh yeah,
but it's still way way better than Edmonton and Montreal and other cities.
Yeah, yeah, because I noticed I went back to Toronto around January, the last week of January. I was in Toronto, last week of January, and I arrived there. No, I left. All I know, I arrived in Toronto February 1st.
Okay,
and it was still snow. It was snowing.
Yeah,
it was snowing, and it was cold, very cold.
Yeah, yeah,
very cold. So, So, but it was nice to visit Toronto, see Toronto. I haven't been there for like about 2 years, so it was nice to check out the place and stuff. And I actually went out looking for my main man, René Robichaud.
Yeah,
but I couldn't find it. I think by then he was packing up his suitcase.
Yeah, you know, eh? Yeah. That's life, you know. You have to find out ways in this life, and I wish I would have seen you then because you're a superstar, you know.
Yeah, man.
The superstar Abraham Sulem.
Nah, that's. I'm trying to be more like René Robichaud and less like myself, you know.
Well, work on your French then.
Well, folks, we'll get back to more music. After that, René Robichaud ain't leaving the building. I'm telling you, if he ever leaves right now, already I bolted the door at this place. So he ain't leaving. He's going to be with us for a while. We're going to spend some time here. The door is bolted. René Robichaud ain't leaving. So, you know, you folks, listeners out there, you still got some more time with him. But right now, let's listen to a little bit of Mikel Lee off his album Fortress, Love in Arms.
Change or separate.
smile as it widens on your face is like a child running off across the hill.
I will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You could buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
Yes, yes, folks, we're back on CITR 101.9 FM, hanging out you with you know who?
René Robichaud or René Robichaud.
You know about that. But yeah, you, like talking about your childhood and stuff like that before you entered the you could say arena of comedy and stuff like that. And how did you know, like, do you remember your first like joke or the first time you did something funny, like, oh wow, I think I want to go into that, or I think I want to go into that profession, or, you know?
Well, in Quebec I was doing improv.
Oh wow.
Yeah, there's a high school. And for 3 years, I finished first scorer. It's a league, so I finished the better player of the league, and I won the championship 3 years in a row with my team. So that kind of guided me that, hey, I think I'm funny somehow.
Oh wow! No. I tell you some of the people I really like, and then we can discuss and what makes them funny. Bill Cosby. What do you think about his acting?
Bill Cosby is a very, very funny man. He doesn't have to use the best material. You just have to speak. You listen to him, and you just want to hear what he's saying.
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah,
he's a great comic.
Really, really great comic. And he has something almost similar like Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy's is something like that, where he just opens up his mouth, and the humor, the hilariousness that he it's like they he traps you in.
He does. He does. Eddie Murphy. I mean, can't compare. Just look at the career the guy's got. And not to forget to mention Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor is also another great guy.
Great guy.
Another great guy.
Great comic.
Yeah, great comics and stuff like that. Although he has some. So then, I don't know if you heard this. You could probably tell. This is something that recently just happened when I was reading the newspaper two or three days ago. The Jay Leno and his Tonight Show. I don't know if you heard that.
I think I saw something quickly, but I'm not so sure about.
Yeah, it's like they think that I think he might be losing his Tonight Show spots.
Oh.
Yeah, but what do you think about him, Jay Leno? His comedy slant and the way he does comedy and.
I really admire him.
I think so. I really like him. I think he's a hard worker, very hard worker.
Isn't he the guy who left with a suitcase one day and said, you know what, I'm going that place, I'm going to perform, and no matter what. I think he even performed on the street.
Yeah.
For free. I mean, you got to admire people like that. They got the courage to do these things.
Yeah, and doing it on the street is not easy, I'll tell you that right now.
I don't know. I hope I'm never going to get there, but if it gets me to the shoes of Jay Leno... Anytime.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, that's very interesting. You say you also used to do comedy in Montreal, right? Oh, you never did comedy in Montreal?
I did few bars. I went to Comedy Nest and Comedy Works. I did that a few times. But
how was their crowd like that?
Oh, based on? Particularly when I was, to be honest with you, Comedy Works. Comedy Works, the show was canceled 3 times in a row. I was trying to perform there because there was no crowd.
Oh, wow.
So that's really hard for a comic.
Yeah, do you think it's also tough for, you've been here in Vancouver and you're checking out the scene. Do you think it's also tough for the Vancouver comedy scene to also be able to attract a crowd, keep a crowd, hold a crowd, and perform it to a crowd?
I believe so far what I've seen, I've been to a few places already, and there's... One gig I did, it was a crowd, so that was good. And then many other rooms, there was not many people in the crowd. But, you know, you have to be persistent. You got to try, even if there's no crowd. The thing is, even if there are not much of a crowd, they will let you perform. They won't cancel the show.
Mm.
And that's still, for a comic, for amateur comic, it's great because you can practice your material and you need to do that as much as you can.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Even just getting the words out also helps out, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, right? Just even getting the words out, just feeling comfortable on stage. You know, talking about comedy right now is a movie more, as we continue to talk about a very, very intriguing subject of even performing arts. If, say, any kid or anyone listening to the show this early morning, and they want to get into it, like, do you have any, like, inspiration or... Or what would you tell them?
I would tell somebody who really
what motivated you and how did you get into it and what, you know, because some people they want to try it. There's a lot of people who wants to try it, but they feel I'm not funny and you know they always stop holding people back from doing what they really want to do.
And that's sad. And it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
My first advice I would tell younger people, you know, believe in yourself.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in yourself. No matter what, you're never going to go nowhere. I could tell, many of my friends, family, they don't believe in me. I'm the only one who believe in me. And I know I'll do something out of it because I believe. If I don't believe, I'll just stay home.
Yeah.
Same for the little kids or little, you know, people out there.
Especially if you're going to say it for comedy, right? Because when you say a joke or when you represent a joke, people forget, like, when you're up there, too, you're selling yourself. In fact, you're even a salesman.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So if you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect someone to believe in your jokes?
Exactly. It starts with you, and you gotta make yourself believe. I would say, don't try to impress other people. Mm. Try to impress yourself. That way, you know, talking about working on a joke, you try that joke. Nobody would laugh at that joke, but you try it again. You work on it. One day, if you say to yourself, this joke's gonna work, it's gonna work.
Yeah. So you know what I'm gonna say right now to myself?
What are you gonna say?
This joke is gonna work.
It's working!
Well, folks, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna listen, play you guys some more music. Let's listen right now to a little bit of M. Ward off his album, A Wasteland Companion, Primitive Girl. Here it goes on CITR 101.9 FM, hanging out with me, man, DJ Abraham and Renee
Robichaud.
This early, early Monday morning.
She's a primitive girl. She says it herself. She cuts to the chase, yeah, like nobody else. If you say how you're doing, she'll say I'm doing well. She's a primitive girl, she says it herself.
Yes, she's a primitive girl, but she don't like to boast. And I'd like to think I'm a primitive guy. I see the difference between what I want and what I need. And a primitive girl, she don't need me. No, she don't need me. She never was for me. She's a primitive girl. She's setting me free.
Athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Screwing toys, porn, group action, love, orgies, gangbang, cheating, masturbation, doing it right, all up to you.
Hello, join Sprocket and Starbs every Sunday at 6 p.m. for an hour jam packed with hip hop, funk, breaks, swing, and other alternative genres. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. but only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, so we're back, folks. We're back. We ain't leaving the building with your main man, DJ Abraham, is here. DJ Abe hitting the airwaves. And Renee is here, too. So since you've been here, like, tell us, what activities, you know, that you like, other than comedy, what do you do on your time off, you know? Although I know you like to probably be at home cracking jokes.
Yeah, when I'm not doing that, when I'm like,
I heard you're a big golf person.
I love golf. Golf is amazing. I used to play golf every week when I can. Yeah. So I plan to try to come back to golf here. Golf is like a disease; it never leaves you once you get into it. So it's great.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
This is my main. I would say comedy and golf. That's my life.
Yeah. Wow. I'm gonna ask you something. Can you also help me? Play golf. I don't know how to play golf. I'd like to learn how. Someone was saying that that's a really, really tough sport mentally.
It's repetition.
If you cannot hit it out in precisely the same time all the time.
Yeah.
Almost the exact same way, you're in trouble.
You have to find your swing. You have to know how to hit the ball, and that's very hard.
Because it's very small.
Not only that. With the clubs you're using, you have to know how to use the clubs. And that is something that is very hard to figure out. People go and take lessons. I never took lessons, and it took me forever to break 100. So break 100 means...
What's that mean?
Means like when you play on your scorecard, you have to shoot under 100.
Mm.
So the par is mostly 72, but once you are not great golfer, you're going to play around 110, 120. So once you get better, that means you break 100. And it took me 4 years to do that because I'm a hard headed guy. I never went to take any lessons.
You're like me, my man.
Oh, yeah. It's too expensive.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Especially you find out this city is quite expensive, too.
It is expensive. Well, Canada's expensive now.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, even speaking of golf, what do you think about Tiger Woods? You think that guy's going to get back to his way, you know?
Well, I was watching yesterday and they couldn't play. And if he wins today, they're going to finish the tournament, which is on 4 day, but it's going to finish today. And if he finishes and he wins today, he's going to go back to number one in the world.
Oh, he's going to go back?
If he wins today, Tiger Woods will be number one in the world again.
But how does that work?
Well, they have the golf world ranking, and right now the number one golfer is Rory McIlroy.
And how good is that guy really?
This guy is great.
He's great, good, decent, all right,
pure talent.
Better than me?
Almost. No, if you compare, let's see it that way. Your comedy is much better than his golf talent, I would say. I've seen you perform so many times. You're great. So
you really think so?
I'm more than that. I couldn't mention your name when I was talking about inspiration earlier on, but you're on the top of the list.
But okay. Wow, so Tiger Woods can actually go back to being number one, eh?
We'll find out today. Hopefully he will.
Yeah, I would like to check it out.
As a golfer, you got to admire the guy. He's the greatest.
I think even before his fallout, you could say.
Yeah.
I always thought of Tiger Woods, based on that athlete, a very, very driven, disciplined, and dedicated worker.
Oh, this guy is a machine.
Yeah, based on that's why he got that good.
He's dedicated. I don't know his personal life, you know, yeah. But I believe that he has to be.
He has to be dedicated to be that good.
Yes, well, you look at his eyes, the look as a stare. When he's looking, he's got something that tells you, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And he just said recently, he was asked on the TV if he was going to go back to be as good as he was. He said, no, it's going to get better.
Jesus Christ.
So that inspires me because I'm going to be better myself.
Good for him.
See, he inspires people.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
great. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I like Tiger Woods' golf. You know, I like Tiger Woods. You know, I like everyone. Is he like the? Would you think he's like the probably greatest athletes?
Athletes, I would say in this world,
Michael Jordan,
Gretzky,
Wayne Gretzky,
and him. I would say those three
really like dominated.
I would say Babe Ruth, but Babe Ruth, you know, I can't really tell.
Oh, but Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, I put them together. Yeah. But I think I would put Tiger number one over all these athletes. Mm. He's impressive. What he does, because if you're a golfer, you would understand. That's not easy.
Oh right? Yeah. So golfing is very, very difficult. I think I was reading a book. Someone said like the repetition and that is in and the repetition and mentality. Because of the repetition, to hit it almost the exact same way all the time to get the golf ball where it has to go.
The trajectory.
It takes unbelievable mentality. Yeah, it's a really mental sport, majorly mental sport.
If you have a bad day in life, you're going to play golf, you probably won't have a good game. If you're happy and your spiritual is, your mood is very great, you have the chance to have a great day at golf. Oh. And that's the difference with all the other sports. You could have problems and play other sports, but they won't you affect so much as if it would affect you for golf.
Oh, so for sure, mentally, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Could you put yourself in a good mental mood?
Yeah, you have to when you
play. That's why, it makes common sense now, because when Tiger Woods was having all those problems.
Of course.
Personal problems, his golf game went down.
Went down.
Unbelievably down.
And keep in mind, you're Tiger Woods, you're playing golf, something happened in your life, everybody on the golf course is thinking about what you did, not what you are. He made mistakes like everyone else.
Yeah.
But people have, you know, one of the things people should learn in this world is to forgive.
Yeah.
And I think that it's going to happen to him. People are already forgiving him, and they still like him.
Yeah, for sure. No, I agree with you. I also agree with you that forgiveness is one of the things I think a lot of people should do. But very tough.
Very
but
tough.
You should. I think that's when courage and forgiveness allow stuff to follow through and make someone much more better person, happy person,
happy and
whole person. But we'll get right back to Rene Robichaud. Me and him, we're gonna continue chatting. Right now, we're just gonna listen to a little bit of The Metric off the album Synthetica. Here it goes on CITR 101.9 FM, Breathing Underwater.
Yeah!
Yes, 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 folks. Your main man, DJ Abraham, hitting the airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. Have not left the building. We got Renee, who's still here. He's about to head out. I'm about to head out. The show's almost done. But before that, before you head out, I know you got some places to go. Probably have to other radio places, radio stations you have to head out to check out.
Yeah, I got some of them.
Renee, you better watch this guy. He's gonna sky like a rocket, folks. So you better hold on to his leg, get his autograph wherever you find it, wherever you see him around. But before that, say if anyone want to check your stuff, check what places you're gonna do comedy and stuff like that.
Yeah, there are a few bars I'm gonna go for amateur nights, open mics. I go to Goldie's, Sinbin, Maverick. I'll try to get up on the Yak Yak as well. Those are the places. And there's this place a great friend of mine introduced me to. It's called Laughliners.
Oh yeah, Laughliners out in Columbia, and also there's also a place in downtown around the Butte, close to Butte Street and stuff like that. Comedy Mix.
Oh yeah, Comedy Mix. Yeah,
so that's also a place to go. Yeah, yeah. You know. Oh wow. We gotta head out. Thanks so much for spending time with me this morning and giving Good Morning My Friends a show. And I hope you could come back anytime. It's been a joy to spend time with you. And please, you're welcome back anytime. Thanks a lot, man.
All I can tell you right now is merci beaucoup, mon ami. C'est très agréable de performer ici aujourd'hui avec toi. But yeah, thank you very much. It was great.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Folks, please stay tuned for the next show, Breakfast with the Brown, hosted by my good friend Peter and James. My main man Peter's in the house. So please don't go anywhere. It's a fabulous show. I'm just going to leave you guys with just one more song before I sign off. Renee, you read it out. That's the
Brass front no mean son.
Yeah, and the song I'm gonna play for you is
the song is gonna be Bows.
Here it goes, folks, on CITR 101.9 FM. DJ Abraham signing off. Left behind the static line.